Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, October 14th, and it's 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Zarnicki. Today, we're going to hear from Spruce Roots' Haley Armstrong about financial wellness. She's the program manager for financial wellness. She facilitated a financial wellness workshop in Wrangell yesterday at the Nolan Center, and we'll hear about that, as well as a business basic workshop she's hosting next month in Wrangell. We're currently short-staffed today, so no one will be available to pick up phones if anyone calls to ask a question or make a comment for today's Talk on the Rock. Hi, Haley. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming in. Let's talk about financial wellness. Obviously, it's important to set ourselves up to be financially stable. What else can you say about financial wellness?
Yeah, so at Spruce Root, we really take this approach to financial wellness as a kind of holistic approach. One of the eight dimensions of wellness is financial. And just like with your physical wellness, over time, things that maybe worked for you when you were younger or at different points in your life don't work so well now. And so we really like to think about that when we're talking about finances. Something that worked for you at one point maybe isn't going to work for you again. Or, you know, there's a lot of prescriptive information out there. And we really take the approach of like figuring out what is going to work for you and how you can customize it so that it really will be something you are able to carry forward and use. And when I say like, you know, something that you will use, you know, maybe different tools for budgeting or really thinking about, we typically start off our workshops thinking about our money mindset and some of these like outside things that have impacted the way we make financial choices now and how we can really start to reframe our thinking around finances.
Yeah. And so it sounds like, you know, you set yourself up for goals. And so like you begin and, you know, there's the beginning and then later on, like you said, it changes. It can evolve.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely can evolve. And yeah, we talk, we kind of start off with this money mindset and this idea of like where these ideas we have about money and the way we manage money come from. And then from there, we move into really thinking about like, what are our financial goals, where those are grounded, you know, what impacts those, and then come up with some steps to achieve them. We do spend some time also really considering like what a budget is and how to create one for yourself and how to create one that you're able to stick to and that you will use. I'm a firm believer in automating all of your payments and savings goals and things like that so that it's not something you actively have to continually do, but it's done for you. But even setting aside the time to really set up all of those systems to do that for you is a big step. And it takes a lot of time to like actually make that happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And so yesterday at the Nolan Center, there was a financial wellness workshop. How did that go?
Yeah, it was lovely. We had 7 participants, which was a great turnout. Monday, you know, and it was a holiday for some, but not for all. And so it was really great for those folks that did show up. I really appreciate the people who had to take time off work to be there. So that was great. Yeah, and we spent the day together really talking about finances. We also cover some wealth building strategies. We talk about different systems and habits that you can build in and ways to really make some of those small changes that are going to add up over time.
Wow. Okay. And so you mentioned creating budgets not too long ago.
Yeah.
I think that can feel overwhelming at times if you're not on track or there's just a lot going on in your life. Do you have any recommendations for people who really don't know how to begin creating a budget?
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't even like to use the word budget just because I think that does kind of bring up some fear sometimes or certain feelings maybe. Budget isn't for me something. And so I really like the term spending plan, which is just a fancy way of saying budget. And when we're creating a spending plan, the goal is really to give your cash a job, right? So all of your cash has a job, there's a place for it to go. And I think a very successful way to go about this, typically I also do one-on-one coaching with folks as well. And where we start out is by tracking your spending And I ask people to track the last full month before the workshop or before we start coaching so we can really see what it is you're spending your money on. If I asked you to start tracking currently, you might start making different financial choices because you know, oh my gosh, Haley's going to be looking at this budget. She's going to see what I'm spending my money on. And I think that happens even if you're budgeting on your own, you start to make some of these different choices. But that's not always going to last or be super realistic. And so really looking at your history with money. And so we start with one month prior to track and then go back about 3 months and really see what your spending patterns and habits are. And then from there, create a budget or a spending plan moving forward for you. And there's some, you know, there's some certain things that we do. We kind of examine what it is that you're spending your money on. Maybe it's some goals that you have for yourself or your family, and you're not reaching those goals. You want to be saving more for a vacation or a down payment on a home or to pay off debt. And so we really look at those spending patterns over the last 3 months and then from there build a plan moving forward.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. It sounds very beneficial. So I also think it's probably beneficial for a variety of people in different stages of their financial wellness and financial stability. Can you speak about this for people who are really struggling to other stages of other people who are in different stages, you know? So like if someone is really struggling, they might feel embarrassed, you know, and just, I don't know. Is there anything that you can say about like these different stages of how these workshops help people?
Yeah, definitely. I think one thing, you know, I try to be really upfront and honest with folks, and I don't care what you're spending your money on, right? And so when you start to share with me, it is really personal where your money's going, and maybe, yeah, you don't feel like you're earning enough. And that is a hard thing to kind of overcome. And we talk a lot about like our money mindset and maybe why that feels so challenging or so triggering for you. And there's some different kind of reflection practices and things like that that we work on. But I really just try to meet people where they're at and share with them that, you know, it's okay that you feel that way. And even, you know, yesterday it was shared at the beginning of the class, like it's taboo to talk about money or it feels uncomfortable to talk about money. And that's a very common feeling for a lot of folks. And so just trying to get them to a place where it feels more natural to start talking about money and how, you know, how I approach that is like, yes, this is my field. I have experience in this, but I am also still learning, and we all have, learning to continue to do, and just showing up and being here is like the first part. And so that's already great. And like celebrate those successes of showing up and starting to budget and starting to overcome some of those fears and anxieties around money, I think can be really huge. And, you know, yesterday, one thing that I thought was so cool was just like the age range of the participants. We had folks that, you know, are really young, just starting out, kind of graduating high school, going to be out on their own. And then folks at that retirement age. And I think that shows, too, just like no matter what age or where you are at your life, there's always something you can be learning and something you can be changing, whether it's finances or not. Right. But it was really awesome. And we try to build in, you know, it's not all about budgeting, right? There's, like I talked about, the money mindset piece, but we also talk about retirement planning, some different wealth building strategies, ways to really pay off your debt and understand what, you know, having credit and having debt is and the differences between the two and how to use those in a way that can, you know, leverage some additional wealth building for yourself. So I think, you know, it's a really great workshop for anyone. Like wherever you are at, there's going to be something that you can take away from this workshop. And then from there, if there's something that, you know, you're particularly really wanting to focus in on or work on, that's where the one-on-one coaching comes in, which is a free service that Spruce Root offers. So it's a really great resource.
Awesome. Is it a free resource if you sign up specifically for this workshop or...
No, it's available to anyone. So, you know, if you weren't able to attend the workshop that happened yesterday and you're like, man, this sounds like something I could really, really use, You can go to sprucerout.org, sprucerout.org. And on our website there, you'll be able to do an intake, and then you'll be set up with our lovely Ashley Guthrie, who does our client service intakes. And she'll tell you a little bit about Spruce Root and just kind of the process. And then she'll connect you with me. And typically for coaching, we meet over Zoom. But we can also do phone calls, or if we're in community, in the same community, we can meet in person together as well.
Yeah. And how long have you been working with people on financial, their finances?
Yeah. So I have been with Spruce Root for just over 2 years now. And prior to this, I was just personally really interested in finances. And I had a couple people in my life that were really, really good with money, and not like in my direct family, unfortunately, but people I saw. And I wanted to be able to retire early, and I wanted to be able to retire and like have money and do the things I wanted to do. And I saw this through these family friends, and I really just started to talk to them about like how they got there. And that was kind of really what started my kind of personal financial journey. And then also moving back to Craig, I moved back home in 2018, and I had a lot of credit card debt. I realized I really wanted to be there. I had a college degree, but I wasn't using it. And I was like, how am I going to live here and like feel like I'm living the life I want to live and earn enough money and not have credit card debt? And so those two kind of things were really what started me on my personal financial journey.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. Can you speak about positive outcomes that you've experienced while working with people on their finances?
Yeah, for sure. I have a client who has, allowed me to share this story with them or with other people. But we've been working together probably about 6-7 months now, and they had went to a virtual financial wellness workshop. We do also offer these workshops virtually, typically over the course of 2 days. And after that, we started doing some coaching. Another thing that we offer is we have a partnership with Tongass Federal Credit Union. And so if you complete a financial wellness workshop with some other things there, you're eligible for a $500 credit builder card. And how the credit builder card works typically is you could go into Tongass and get this on your own without going to a financial wellness workshop, but you would have to put up the $500 to secure the card. And this is a really great way to build your credit, or if you don't have any credit, start to establish credit. But if you complete the workshop, Spruce Root will put up that $500 for you to secure that card. Then you use the card for 6 months. Through coaching, we'll talk about, different ways to help really increase your credit, like how much you should be spending, coming up with a plan for paying that bill, things like that. So I had a client who came to a workshop, and then we started doing one-on-one coaching, and they thought that they really wanted to improve their credit score. They had some big goals around why they wanted to do that. But as our time kind of we started working together, there were some other goals that came out. And one of them was they hadn't left Alaska to see their mother in 7 years because they just financially were not able to afford that. And this month they're going to see their mother and brother for the first time in 7 years and are able to pay for that ticket, without using debt or anything like that. And like that just felt like such a huge win to me. And there were some other things that came out of that as well. This person, one of the areas we identified some high spending was just like going to the grocery store and buying lunch and snacks and a lot of candy and like sugary things. And they were like, this is something I want to cut back on. I'm like, okay, well, like, let's work on that. And so through this, like, they have significantly cut that like daily grocery spending. And then they also shared with me just like how much their skin had improved because they're consuming less sugar. And it's like these things that you don't think about, how they're directly connected to your finances and why this is really encompassing your overall health and wellness. So that's been a really great win. I've had another client who was really focused on creating an emergency savings fund. And we had set up some goals, and they had started automating those transfers to happen, and they reached their goal, and they also wanted to save for a new car, and so they were starting to work on that, and they were getting ready to move, and how life is, it's like everything all at once, and their car broke down as they were like literally packed up ready to move. And so they were able to, though, they were able to go buy a car. They had started, you know, an emergency savings fund that was fully funded. They had the money to buy the car. They still took out a little bit of a loan for it, but they were able to buy this car, use their emergency savings fund, use their car fund, and like still have money to make sure that their move was possible and to be able to do all the things they needed to do. And that was, that felt like a really big win too. I mean, the client was, you know, messaging me like, oh my gosh, all of this just happened, but I feel so thankful we started coaching and we started doing this. I have the money that I need to do what I need to do right now. So those have been some wins lately.
Those are awesome. And for the first example with the person that is finally able to see their mother, like you said before, you've only been working with them for 6-ish months. So that's cool. Great. Awesome. So there's another financial wellness workshop coming soon, and it's virtual, and that is November 3rd and 4th, right?
Correct. Yeah. From 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on November 3rd and 4th. That's a Monday and a Tuesday. That is over Zoom. Again, you can go to sprucerout.org and find information there to sign up. There's a link to register. All of our workshops also, they do come with a $25 fee. But if for any reason that fee is a barrier, you can email grow@sprucerout.org and ask for a fee waiver. And we can get that for you, too. So if that's a barrier, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Great. And who can attend?
Anyone in Southeast Alaska. And then if you are a Tlingit and Haida member that is living outside of Southeast Alaska or a Sea Alaska shareholder outside of Sea Alaska, then you are also eligible to attend.
Okay. And what will people need to participate?
Yeah. So ideally, if you have a computer, that is the best way for these virtual workshops because we do share slides. We try to keep them really interactive. So it's difficult to do from just a phone screen just because it's so small. It's hard to see the screen and what's going on. But again, if you don't have access to a computer, you can email us at grow@sprucerout.org and we can help troubleshoot some of that. See if, you know, the library has one for loan or if we have someone in community that we can get a computer to let you borrow for that workshop. That's also something we can work on.
Awesome. And people will probably have to prepare ahead of time, too, right?
Like, yeah. So typically we do close registration, you know, a little ahead of time so that we send out a workbook that we'll use throughout the workshop. And so when we're doing the virtual classes, we mail that directly to your address. And then I also ask everyone to start to do some of that tracking beforehand. And we have a spreadsheet that is built out. And so email you the spreadsheet with a video of how to use it. And it's a really, really great tool for tracking your spending and really creating your spending plan. And so I do, yeah, I ask everyone to start tracking prior to the workshop so that we can really talk about how to go through and look at your spending and make some of those assessments and really decide where you want to make changes in your spending. So that's usually kind of what the pre-homework is.
Okay, great. Thank you. And also next month on November 15th, you'll be back here in Wrangell hosting a business basic workshop. Will you speak about what this workshop looks like?
Yeah, definitely. So we will be back here Saturday, November 15th. It'll actually be two of my colleagues. And this workshop is also from 10 to 5. It is for any small business owner or entrepreneur who already has a business but is looking to, you know, level up. Or if you have a business idea, this is a really great place to come and like be able to explore what that would look like. We take you through, we have this business model canvas. And so we kind of take you through that process. It really helps you start to think about your business a little deeper. And then also talking about the kind of financial projections and what you can expect to make from your business. And we have a lot of really great business resources that is kind of the heart of what we do at Spruce Root, or at least our business client service team, is really supporting entrepreneurs and small business owners.
Awesome. And this will be at the Nolan Center as well. How can people sign up?
Yeah, it is at the Nolan Center, and they can go to sprucerout.org, again, our website. And right on the homepage, there's a little banner that has a flyer, and you can click on that and then register there. Same thing, there is a $25 fee, but if for any reason that's a barrier, please email us and we will take that fee away. So And then the other workshop we do have coming up too, that I don't think I told you about prior to our conversation today, is on November 17th. And that is going to be a financial wellness 2.0 or wealth building workshop. And I truly believe that wealth building is something that is for everyone. Maybe it doesn't feel like you have enough money to start thinking about wealth building, but if you start now, it's going to be easier to reach some of those goals. And so that will be that'll be a shorter workshop. It'll just be one day for 4 hours. It's also going to be virtual. And this is our kind of our first go at having this 2.0 or this wealth building workshop. And one of the requirements for that workshop is that you have taken our 1.0, our financial wellness workshop prior to. So if you're interested in the 2.0 workshop, definitely sign up for that workshop on the 3rd and 4th so that you'll be eligible to take that wealth building workshop.
Awesome. And the 2.0, is that in person or virtual?
That's going to be virtual as well.
Okay.
We do try to, you know, get into all the communities and offer in-person workshop. It's just this time of year, it's even harder to travel. So virtual is sometimes the way to do it.
Great. And that is a Monday.
Yes.
On November 17th. What are the hours?
That one is going to be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add to this conversation?
Just thank you so much for having us. And we do offer a lot of other services at Spruce Roo. Our business client service team, I spoke to, offering one-on-one coaching for financial wellness. That is something that we also offer for events and facilitation. So if you have a workshop or some sort of event, even just a meeting of some sort, and you want some guidance on how to structure that or how to make that a success, we have our lovely colleague Izzy Hayward out of Sitka who does that. And then we also have Michael Mausbach in Sitka who offers free one-on-one coaching for career development. And so that's also for kind of anywhere you're at in your career. If you're looking to apply for a new job, maybe you want some support improving your resume or trying to navigate asking for a raise, creating a handbook. If you're, you know, running a business that's never had a handbook or something like that, Michael is a really great resource. And they also offer the free one-on-one coaching. And then we have our colleague Mark Wheeler, who is out of Juneau, that does one-on-one business coaching.
Awesome. Thank you. So just to wrap up, we have a financial wellness workshop coming up virtually on November 3rd and 4th. That is a Monday and Tuesday, I think you said.
Correct.
If people have to work, like, what are the options?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it is hard to be able to serve everyone. You know, we try to do a combination of weekends and then weekdays. If you have to work, it is a virtual workshop. So I would definitely encourage you to talk to your employer and see if there's a way for you to take that while you're still, you know, in your place of work, or if you can use some time off. We do talk a lot about like retirement planning and things like that. And so, you know, depending on who your employer is, maybe they would let you be able to take that during the workday. Otherwise, if you're like, I can't swing it, email me and we can start, you know, doing some one-on-one coaching. Those things are still available to you.
Okay. And then the next workshop will be in-person business basic workshop. That is November 15th, which I believe is a Saturday,
yes,
right?
Yep, correct. That's a Saturday.
And then 2 days after that, on Monday, November 17th, is the Financial Wellness 2.0 Wealth Building Workshop. That is virtual. And again, I think you said from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much for talking about finances.
Yeah, of course.
That was Spruce Roots Program Manager for Financial Wellness, Haley Armstrong. And we will soon hop on into World Cafe.